welcome, everyone, to Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. Here I am, Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva here. I have Superman Productions here, John W. Bailey Jr. with me. John, are you with me?
I am absolutely with you and ready to go.
All right, phone lines are open. Please do call in, give John a shout out. John, where are you calling from?
I am calling from the great city of Chicago, Illinois, just south of Chicago, actually about 40 miles, but that's still considered Chicago.
All right, Chi-Town fans, call in. And that track I played was Jazzy Blue. I love that harmonica and the guitars in there. What inspired you to do that track? I love it.
Well, back in the day when I did used to play with the band when I was a younger person, we actually played a lot of blues. And in doing so, we played in a lot of blues joints, you know, little hole-in-the-ground type joints. And that's just stuck with me because you really had to know blues, to be able to do so. So I just thought I'd do something because it was a memory of mine.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. And fans, that was Jazzy Blue, that first track I played. So, John W. Bailey Jr., tell us briefly how your music journey began. What and whom inspired you to produce the music you do and songwriting?
Well, I started playing in the band, like I said, back in the day. The name of the band at the time was the Mighty Forces. And we had, you know, pretty much moderate success in, you know, doing gigs and shows, you know, regionally at nightclubs, colleges, community events, and, you know, receptions, things of that nature. And after many years, I had to surrender that to the real realities and real responsibilities of, you know, work because I, you know, had children at the time. And just playing the music and traveling with the band, that wasn't going to cut it. So I got a job, worked many years to raise the children, and after that, I had the time to go back and revisit my passion, which is actually, you know, for music. I've had that since I was a little child. I had a sister, you know, my sister next to me, and she played in an all-girls band. So I used to hang around them, and that's how I picked up some sticks, and I started learning how to play drums, and the rest of that history.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. Wow. So I would like to play another track. This one's called It's All Right. What inspired you to develop this melody and this track here?
It's All Right is something that I was inspired from because all of the stress and strife and what's going on in the world today, with the coronavirus, of course, all of the economic issues that we're going through, Black Lives Matter, of course, and just all of the things, the world is in turmoil. And I just wanted to do something to be a distraction, to people to get away from that type of thing when you're being bombarded all the time and you're looking at the news and it's just driving you nuts. So just something that's kind of mellow and to take your mind off it for a little bit, and hopefully that'll aid in, the stress and anxiety that people have developed, you know, of late.
All right, fans, here is John W. Bailey Jr. He is telling you it's all right. Be right back.
Thank you.
It is all right.
I hope everybody has got a good idea what all right means.
All right, then. I do. That is some nice mellow music to distract you from the negativity and all the goings-on, what we're dealing with. And when I listen to it, it put me in a different zone. So thank you. So John Bailey. All right, John Bailey. Go ahead and give our fans and listeners out there your website information and your social media information where everyone can follow up with you.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do right now is to ask the audience to pull out your pen and paper, be ready, or turn on some type of recording device to take this down. Pretty much I have four links for you. The first one's going to be my website, and three others will be just for hosting sites that I use. The first one is https://https://HTTPSUPERMAYNEPRODUCTIONS.com SupermainProductions.com. That's my website. The next one is one of the hosting sites for my music, and it starts the same way, https://www.nasmary.com/SUPERMAYNEPRODUCTIONS.SMP. And that is number1music.com and, of course, by Supermane Productions. The third link is https://SOUND.COM/SUPERMAYNE-PRODUCTIONS. And that is for SoundCloud.com. And the last link is https://www.podomatic.com/SUPERMAYNE, and that's for Podomatic.com at Podomatic Superman. That's all of my links to my music, and if I may, I'd like to throw out one more link, and it is for donations. Donations are, you know, pretty much a thing that is necessary these days with a lot of people not working and in need of help. So here's my link for that, for mine. It is https://paypal.me/johnbailey1542. And that is for paypal.me, and that's going to be for John Bailey. So that's pretty much it for that, Brenda.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. I didn't know you was on SoundCloud and Number One Music, so you got to look me up. And also, this show will be recorded. So if you want the MP3 copy of it so you can put it on your website, just ask me for it. I'll email it to you. So right now, I would like to ask you, what motivated you to make a comeback, John Bailey?
Well, the comeback was actually something that was just, you know, sticking in that little placement in the back of your mind that never, you know, is locked up. You know, you can't get to it until, you know, you open the door. And I just stuck with that. Like I said, I had to raise my family, and there was no time for me to dedicate to music or anything related to that other than maybe listening to it. So as my children, you know, progressed and they all got out of the house and started their own lives, I had the opportunity to get back into my true passion, and that was the association with music. I couldn't wait to, you know, just to get started. I started from scratch, and I had to take a different route. I wasn't doing live shows in a band anymore. Life has changed, you know, over the decades. So I had to use my electronic background because I attended DeVry University back in the day, and I received an electronics engineering degree. But that aided me a lot in going in that direction. I got the proper software. I had to get equipment, familiarize myself with the equipment. But everything else was inside of me as far as how music flows. You know, all the, you know, different things that go into it to get it produced, to get it mixed, to get it edited, you know, and just learn everything that there is to know about producing good quality music. So I stuck with it for a while. Everything came to me, and it was just a natural thing for me. I've always had, you know, rhythm and tempo, that type of thing, but there's so much more involved with music that I had to do a lot of, you know, studying and all of that. I never had formal training. So I'm what they call an ear musician. Just by listening, I can pick up and I can, you know, do what I need to do and produce and be productive.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. You call yourself an independent artistpreneur. How did you come up with that? I ain't never heard that one before, but that's a good one.
Well, by the time we're finished with this show and people hear it enough, maybe Webster's will think about it and put it in their dictionary.
Right.
Yeah. I came up with that term on my own because it's a simple fact that you have entrepreneurs, you know, and you know what they are, and that's the, you know, the best of the best when it comes to, you know, getting out there and being creative and making success and making a lot of money, that type of thing. So I just apply to what I am. I consider myself, you know, a musical artist and with the goal of being the best that I can be. So, of course, I just added the preneur at the end.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for that. Thank you. So, is there any future music projects to mention that you are working on right now you want to let us know about?
I am constantly busy to the point where, you know, my poor wife, you know, she's like, you know, what's up with this dude? You know, he spends so much time. Yeah, I'm up in the, you know, the second bedroom, which I call my man cave studio, and I spend so much time up here to the point where as I sacrifice, you know, my health a little bit because I don't sleep as much as I should, but I balance it out. The whole thing with that is as long as I get results and I'm doing something positive and it keeps me busy, I don't have, you know, any real qualms about it. Other people may because they can't contact me as much as, you know, they used to when I was younger and, you know, had a different life. But I, you know, what they call being stuck. You know, there's no cabin fever or anything like that. I'm not bored because music is so interesting, and you know, you just have to have a lot of knowledge and patience and wisdom and just a lot of other things that you have to use all together to produce what you love. And to me, that's music.
Right.
It's in my veins. It's in my veins. I can't help it. It's in my DNA.
All right. I ain't mad at you. I like to play another one of your tracks. That's my favorite. It's called Unique Conundrum. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Conundrum, correct. You know, that term there, you know, when someone gets themselves in a tight spot, such as we are right now, you know, in this world, and that's a term that is used to say, wow, you know, this is a terrible conundrum. So that's pretty much just, you know, in a shell, just saying, hey, everything's messed up, you know, everything's just bad.
Yeah. This track here really attracted my attention because it put me in that space, made me sit and think, and it made me feel pretty good listening to the music, you know, the melody. Well, here it is.
So
I'm going to play
just
it.
Zoned out.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Hey, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and spin it. You stay in that seat. John, we'll be right back.
Okay, thank you.
That is Unique Conundrum by John W.
Man,
Bailey.
I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So, as we go on with our show, Will you be collaborating with any other artists coming up in your future music projects, John?
As far as coming up, there's actually only one person that I have in mind, and that is my new musical friend, and his name is Lee Austin. Lee actually is on the show. And he is a magnificent, magnificent musical artist. You know, he and I have a real, you know, good relationship, even though we've only known each other for, you know, a little bit. It's like, you know, you talk to someone for the first time, it seems like you know them all your life. We have so much in common, and we just click like that. So he and I talk some. We communicate on a you know, regular basis now. And Lee has a lot of talent. You know, he's a blessed individual, and he feels the same about me. So we decided to get together, and we've actually started, you know, sending back information to each other with ideas and concepts of things that we've done. He'll send me some blanketed music, you know, just some foundational stuff, and I'll do the same to him. And we get to, you know, paint, so to speak, you know, musically, and put things together, send it back until we get our finished product. So we're right in the middle of doing that right now. I have four or five, you know, songs that I got from him that I'm actually currently working on, and I sent him some as well. So you may hopefully in the future be hearing some of that and playing it on your show.
All right, yes, I want you to come back, of course. Now, with your goal in mind, you want to have your music featured and hosted on radio and TV and films, et cetera, both nationally and globally. So is that still in your goal to meet that?
That is still my ultimate zenith. That, you know, that is the plateau that I'm trying to reach. And the reason I'm, you know, leaning that way is because my ultimate desire is to actually create and design and make music, not just for me, but for the fans, you know, to help fulfill what they need. You know, everybody has a void in their lives, and I just want to do something for the fans because, you know, they listen to us, they support us, you know, and assist us with, you know, getting through in our music, you know, lives. So I just want, you know, to recognize them and, you know, with the accomplishments and comments and well wishes that, you know, I get from, you know, a lot of them. But as long as they can get something that they can associate with that makes them feel good, if that doesn't, you know, do it for them, I'll just try hard. But in my life, if you want to be happy, you have to make yourself happy. So if I can, you know, assist in that, I think I've done what I, you know, needed to do. And also, there is a, you know, a financial, you know, compensation, you know, associated with that as well. So I'm looking to try to, you know, tap into that too.
All right. Thank you for that information. You're more than welcome to give a shout out to all the persons that have supported you in your journey, in your music productions, in your music career. Go right ahead, John.
Okay. On top of the list, and I'll get killed if I don't say this, is my beautiful, lovely wife, Hazel, and our little girl, which is our dog. Her name is Little Bit, and she's a handful, but... You know, but she needs to get the recognition too. And also to my family, you know, close friends, and of course, you know, Lee Austin and yourself, you know. And I really think I owe you guys a lot just for giving me the opportunity to be able to get on the show in the first place. You know, so that's another way how God works, and he puts people in your lives and take people out of your lives, and there's a reason for that. you know,
yeah.
It's part of the destiny that we all have. So I appreciate that. And, you know, God, you know, shout out to God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, because without that, you know, I'm nothing, because I'm a very spiritual individual. And I saved the best for last. And there you go.
All right. Well, let's give everyone an applause that have supported you in all the years.
I like that. Yeah.
And as we're coming to a close to our show, yes, our fun is ending. I will play Midnight Groove at the end of the show. Any words of encouragement, John W. Bailey Jr., that you want to give to all the listeners and persons that are listening? Any words of encouragement you want to give during these dark times we're dealing with?
Well, the encouragement that I have, number one, for the fans, is just to at times just be patient and to keep doing what they're doing by supporting us. But my real true message is for the fans that are also musically inclined as well, that are, you know, up and starting, you know, musicians up to, seasoned musicians. You know, keep doing what you do. You have to have a lot of attributes and able to be able to produce music. And you know, with that being said, everything, you know, from, like I said, patience, you have to have the knowledge, of course. Know that you have a certain talent. Know that you can acquire and improve on skills. Just work on those. If it don't sound right, it's not gonna work right. So it's always about the precision and the perfectionism and all of that stuff. I blame some of that on, you know, when I was born. So you can blame my mother for giving me birth in September. My birthday is next Tuesday on the 1st of September. So
happy birthday.
Yeah. So I'm a Virgo, and I have a lot of characteristics that Virgos carry around. So, like I said, I'm a perfectionist to a fault. You know, I mean, I raised my children that way. I carry myself, my life that way. There's a place for everything. Everything has its place. So it's all about order. And if something is not order in order, that crawls under my skin so bad I can't take it. But, you know, if you're an orderly, organized person, I think that you can actually get by and live a decent life and actually pass it on and help others. The world can actually use a little organization, don't you think?
Yeah. I would like to ask you, are you on Twitter and Instagram as well as Facebook?
I am on Twitter. I am on Facebook. But I have yet to get an account with Instagram.
Okay. Well, that's all I needed to know. And what is with the track Midnight Groove? What inspired you to do that melody?
Midnight Groove, that's one of my favorite songs, too, out of the, you know, more than 300-plus songs that I, have in my category, in my listings here at home. But it's something that I'm always enthused about, the night, and not so much the darkness, but the serene and tranquility of just being out, in my particular neighborhood now, not back in the day, but now it's nice and quiet, and I get a lot to open up my mind and think. So with the Midnight Groove, I can, just do what I want to do. I can skip down the street, tumble, be a kid, just let myself go. And I'm just grooving, I'm chilling and I'm grooving. So, I just got back home and I said, let me put something together and see what I can do with it. Because everything I do, Brenda, I try not to duplicate. And what I mean by that is every song that out of the 300-plus songs that I have, you're not going to hear one that sounds the same.
Yeah.
You know, you have some, you have some artists that have their signature. You know, you hear this and you know, group. With me, I will confuse you because I'm not that
I noticed that when I went through all the music, and you are very multi-talented, very different in how you do the funk and jazz and fusion. I was surprised with the jazzy blue, and I love the bass. How many instruments do you play, or can you play?
Well, my first instrument of trade, you know, the one I cut my teeth on, of course, is the drums.
Okay.
And like I mentioned, I mentioned earlier, I got that, you know, from my sister's band when we were young, you know, young teenagers. And I just picked up on that, and, you know, I learned how to play that. I also, in music making, I do work on a keyboard. I play a Axiom 49 keyboard,
ADHD,
88 keys, and I also have a guitar.
Okay.
I also do a lot of stuff with, you know, some vocals. I mean, every song that I've made, I have no professional singers. I have, you know, no backup singers. Everything you hear is coming out this body, out this mouth. You know, I just have to change octaves and whatever, and, you know, that's what I do. And I just dabble, you know, if I have a tambourine, this, that, the other, I you know, I insert all kinds of things into my music.
Yeah, I know, in Jazzy Blue, the harmonica, I was really surprised with that, and I like that one, too. But anyway, we are getting ready to sign out. We had fun. We will meet again. You're always welcome to come back on my platform with your new music project, John W. Bailey Jr. And keep in touch. This show has been recorded. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in for this month of August 2020. I am taking a break. I will be back next month in September 2020. Please send in your submissions to my email address at letsjazzitup@gmail.com, and I will be on and up again next month. But this is Lady Diva signing out, John W. Bailey in Midnight Groove. And John, you keep in touch with me, and this is Lady Diva signing out.
May I say one more thing? May I say one more thing, Brenda?
Yes.
I just want myself personally to be able just to say a big, big thank you to the audience and all the fans and all everyone that has signed in to listen to the program. I want to give gratitude to you, Brenda, and your staff and everybody involved with the show. It's a wonderful platform, and I am so blessed to be associated with it. And with that, I'll turn it back over to you, and you, of course, you will hear from me in the future.
All right, then. Well, thank you for that. I really appreciate that. Love you, John W. Bailey. And this is Lady D. You have a blessed evening, John.
Thank you. You too, Brenda.
All right. This is Midnight Groove, everyone. Good night.